Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Fall for us means pumpkins. It's pumpkin season. It's really been a blessing to me to get to have this experience on the farm and to get to work with Ingalls, because Ingalls has provided us as farmers an opportunity to work with our family that we otherwise wouldn't have.
This week at Ingalls, premium certified USDA choice beef, linen broil, or top round roast, $2.98 a pound. Envy apples, $1.28 a pound. And select 4-count Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches, $4.98 each. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
faded. Walter to the Road Rage live from Crescent Builders. Teddy's Chainsaw writes, do not want Kiffin in the SEC. His shady tactics would disrupt the flawless image our student athletes and administrators exemplify.
It just means more.
Yeah. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627. Robert, I'm coming to you in 1 minute. Before I get to you, let me tell you about First Class Halt. They're offering a timing-based special. It's now you can save $100. I mean, that's incredible. So, listen, if your timing belt is coming due, your engine depends on your timing belt, people, in case you don't know that. If you're out there driving around, tooling around, and don't even know you have a timing belt, you're headed for a major disaster. Check your little book there and see what it says. Because my guess is like, 40, 50, 60,000 miles, somewhere in there, that you need to change that thing or your engine goes kerplunk. $100 off right now for if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota at First Class Hall. Look, Mark and the gang do an incredible job. They opened the original location in 2011 in Greenville, second location in Anderson. Listen to what people are saying. This is my favorite review of all time. I've been using First Class Halt since Mark opened his first location in Greenville. I now use the Anderson location, get the same excellent service from Greg and Chris. They never try to sell me on a service that I don't need and always give me a heads up so I'll know what to expect for repairs down the road. They've always been honest and always do a great job on my truck. Every time I've had to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between Honda or Toyota brands because I know that I will have honest people to take my vehicle to. Think about that statement. This guy is choosing what vehicles he buys based on the service he knows he's going to get at First Class Hall. I'll tell you one other of my favorite things. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on work. Layman's terms. They put a water pump in for you today. 2.5 years from now, you're in Phoenix, Arizona, and that thing goes. They're going to call, get it towed, get it taken care of. Tell me who else is doing that. This is First Class Hall. Their team all has multiple decades. Greg, over 25 years in Lexus. Steve, over 35 years with Honda. They only hire the best. They know these vehicles inside and out. Go see them. Call them. Tell them I say it's how it works. 260-9600 in Anderson. 260-9600. And the Greenville number, 297-1212. There's still plenty of time to come see us at Crescent Builders. Come and get pizza. Come and stop out and see us. Come buy a concrete building, the first of its type in the upstate, on display here now. All right, to the phones. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thanks for having me. Quick question. And I may be making too much out of this, but what do you think about the stories online, the Clemson sites, about Trevor Lawrence going home during the break and going fishing?
What's wrong fishing?
And the reason I ask that is because, if I remember correctly, Deshaun Watson, he always stayed on campus. Seems like Taj always stayed on campus. And my question is, do you think that, did they stay when they were freshmen?
You know what?
Honestly, Robert,
here's the thing. I don't have any idea, but Trevor Lawrence has already said that football is just one part of his life, that he has many other interests. There are lots of people like that, and many of them are wildly successful at everything they do. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really don't. I don't know exactly what we're talking about. I haven't really seen it. I haven't really looked into it, and I'm not the slightest bit worried about that. My only concern about Trevor Lawrence is the speed at which he develops. Because, again, I think it takes a little longer for a guy who's 6'5", 6'6", to fully develop. And sometimes they run like a year behind. And I think we're sort of seeing that. I think, you know, his development is sort of slow and steady. And I think that you'd like to be able to speed that up a little here as you approach the end of the season and hope that it does speed up. But I don't have any worries about that guy. I mean, in terms of who he is and what he is, listen, he's going to play eventually at something around 240 pounds. And when he does, good luck to everybody else. I mean, you know, he is just beginning to find himself. And when he finds himself, he's going to be an enormous problem for everybody on the planet. And it won't matter whether he's fishing or playing chess or listening to gospel music or Mozart or gardening or, you know, or growing flowers. He'll still be kicking A.
Yep.
Well, and that's fair. That's fair. Your comments on Gus Malzahn, I think we're going to soon be seeing the better version of Gus Malzahn with Chad Morse. I think
Well, wait a minute. I just want to understand. So are you suggesting that Chad Morris could jump from Arkansas to Auburn?
No, sir. Okay. I'm saying that they are alike.
Well, you're 100% right.
Yeah, they're alike in their philosophy.
Yeah, look, first of all, Chad Morris, early on, Gus Malzahn was a mentor of Chad Morris's. And so, you know, but I agree with your assessment 100%. I think Chad Morris is going to be the better version of Gus Malzahn. First of all, he's a live human being. You know, I mean,
you call Gus Malzahn a slug. What do you call Nick Saban?
Yeah, well, but you know, I think Chad Morris can relate to players. I mean, he'll still kick you in the butt, as Taj indicated yesterday. But, you know, players like him. I think he's enthusiastic. He brings an energy to the table. And quite honestly, I think he's a brighter offensive mind and a more innovative offensive mind than Gus Malzahn. And I'll tell you why. And this is why your point is excellent, Robert, maybe even better than you realized. I remember speaking to Chad Morris, and I talked to him about the constant cat and mouse game between offenses and defenses and the need to constantly sort of continue to tweak and evolve so that you're able to stay ahead. And he said, oh, absolutely, that's basically his life. You know, he wants to constantly find the next horizon, something new. Whereas I think Gus Malzahn is stuck in cement. I think he is what he is. I don't think he's changing it. And I think Morris will continue to evolve. Listen, I think there are already really positive signs in the Arkansas program. I know it's not showing up as wins and losses. Didn't expect it to. But I'll tell you one thing. If I wanted a better version of Malzahn and I was Auburn, I mean, Auburn's a better job than Arkansas.
Well, the reason, and you're absolutely right. I agree with everything you just said. But what I think a lot of people haven't, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it, is Chad Morris being able to get John Chavis in there to run his defense. How he got away from Texas A&M, I don't understand what Jimbo Fisher was thinking.
Yeah.
John Chavis has put more people in the NFL than any active defensive coordinator in college football.
Yep.
Now, maybe I don't know how you feel about that, but
I agree with that to an extent, Robert, but I'll tell you what I loved. If you go watch the Arkansas-Alabama game, watch what Chad Morris did to Alabama. He had that defense off balance. The linebackers were running the wrong direction all day long. He had them confused. You know, he put up 30-something points, and he did so with really no talent. You know, so imagine when he gets his guys in there, what he might be able to do to an Alabama. I think Arkansas, if he stays at Arkansas, Arkansas is a fascinating program to watch over the next 5 years.
I agree, Walt, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Great job, Robert. Excellent. Really good points. You want to get in, 654-7627. All right, Ramona, John, let's get back to the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them. Well, I don't know how far we've gotten. What's the last game we did, Ramona?
The last game we did was Wake Forest at FSU.
Okay, and John picked Wake Forest. We both picked FSU, but I added, you know, it's probably the only time I'm picking FSU, and if Wake Forest wins, I won't be the slightest bit surprised.
Okay, the next game is Minnesota at Nebraska. Nebraska, I don't know anything about either one of these, and Nebraska's a 4-point favorite, so I took Nebraska.
I don't know how either of this team, how they could list a favorite as bad as both of these teams have been. I like both of these coaches from a long-term standpoint. I think both are going to do great things at the schools in which they are at. But things are not looking good for either right now. However, I think it being at Nebraska, at some point in time, Scott Frost is going to have to get that first win.
Yeah.
And I
well,
think
I mean, they should have beat Northwestern last
they should
week.
Have.
They had Northwestern beat, and in Northwestern's on paper, at least a better team than Minnesota.
They did. They were close with Colorado. I mean, they've been in some games. I think there's just I like what the promise of Adrian Martinez at Nebraska. I'm going to take Nebraska here. I don't think it's pretty, but I think they get their first one.
And Adrian Martinez playing really well the last few weeks. He had a game the other day, 385 yards. You know, he's starting to fulfill his promise and potential. And again, to the USA Today and all the nitwits and all the political hacks who masquerade as sports writers who work for that organization, to write an article suggesting, talking about Scott Frost's buyout. As I said, the moment I saw this on Twitter, I went ballistic and attacked every one of them. I sent them tweets, too. Yeah, I sent them tweets, too. You know, Scott Frost has 5 years at least to turn that thing around. He has carte blanche. That program is going to give him everything he wants and desires to try and bring him back to their heyday. Everyone there knew what this was going to be. If you didn't, you're stupid. If you just go back and look at last year, they gave up well over 50 points four times the last six games. The defense allowed an average of over 50 points a game last half of the season. None of this is on Scott Frost. I watched film of the Northwestern game the other day. I watched film of several other Nebraska games. Let me tell you something. That defense can't tackle. That defense, same as last year, they have no talent. All the great talent this place used to have, they don't have any talent on defense. Scott Frost is trying to win right now by surviving on defense and outscoring his own defense. Next few years, he'll get talent. He'll build the black shirts back again because they're still the pink shirts or something. You know, they're soft as can be. It's not going to happen overnight. For that reason, I took Minnesota. I think Minnesota will go to Nebraska and win. I think Minnesota's a tougher team right now. I think they're way better defensively than Nebraska. You know, I would give the freshman quarterback edge to Martinez, but both teams have a good running back. Both teams have a talented receiver. Really, Nebraska has two talented receivers. If you ask me to rate the offenses, Nebraska's offense is better. But I think Minnesota's defense is a higher percentage better than Nebraska's defense versus the other way around, if you're following what I'm saying. So, I in other words, I think the greatest distinction in these teams is the distinction between Minnesota's defense and Nebraska's defense. I am horrified when I watch Nebraska on film defensively. Horrified. I mean, guys just, not only do they run with, I mean, Nebraska looks like the Washington Generals on defense. And if you don't know who they are, they're the fall guys for the Harlem Globetrotters. Or at least they used to be. I believe that coming off that disappointing loss, I think that it is conceivable Nebraska gets their win this week against Minnesota. I think that is conceivable. But when I have to actually pick one of those teams to win the game, I'm not picking a winless team versus a coach who's been there for a couple of years now and has already put his system in and has a defense that competes. Minnesota competes defensively. They're actually pretty good defensively. They compete. Go watch the Fresno State game for earlier this year. They compete. Nebraska can't compete defensively. They just don't have any pieces. That's one of the worst defenses in the country. Frost has made them look better. You know, they're not giving up 58 anymore. They're giving up 34. You know, and next year 34 will turn into 27, and the year after that it will turn into 22, and the year after that Scott Frost will win the Big Ten. Oh, did he say that? Yes, he did.
1, 2, 3. Okay,
coming.
Yeah, a couple
coming.
Years.
Coming. Coming. It's coming. Trust me. Elkmont Trading Company. Jumping Johnny Height. Johnny. 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 Tell him the real secret behind Elkmont, Johnny.
Oh, real secret?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You.
Oh,
you're
me.
You're the real secret. You're John. John.
I'm
is,
a part-time secret.
John is the puppet master at Elkmont, because what you don't know is that red potato salad that has become renowned all throughout the upstate here, this guy makes. He's the one who makes the red potato salad at Elkmont. That's a fact. You think I'm joking? No, it's a fact.
It's a fact.
He is the puppet master. You know, look, Elkmont's an extraordinary place. I mean, you know, John, you work there. Why don't you tell me, what to you makes Elkmont so special? I talk about all the different ingredients, and obviously, there's, you know, what I like about Elkmont, first of all, I know it sounds odd, you like the way it smells. You know, you walk into some stores and it smells like the bathroom or something. You know, you walk into Elkmont and it's just fresh. You feel like you're in the outdoors, you know, and it's this incredibly beautiful building that you don't mind hanging around in. And then you will hang around in because you're going to experience the food bar and everything else offer. But what I really like is there's something for every level. You know, if you're just like an inexperienced outdoors person who wants to try hiking, well, go to Elkmont. They'll hook you up with the boots, the bug spray, whatever else you need, whatever the basics are, the clothing, whatever you need. But if you're a hardcore enthusiast and you want a whitewater kayak, then go speak to Lee. Don't go to the big box store. Speak to a guy who's been in kayaking for decades. He'll outfit you with exactly the right equipment. But what do you see, John? You're there. You work there. What do you like most?
Well, I can't speak too much on the outdoor outfitter side. Don't spend too much time over there. But
it's all about the food side.
I mean, it's a great place for a sandwich. You can come in and out. Like, you know, for lunch, if you got an hour-long break, we can get you taken care of. You know, all Boar's Head Deli Meats, the London Broil sandwich with the horseradish sauce. I hear you talk about it all the time. It's phenomenal. You know, the barbecue with the melted pimento cheese over top, 16 locally brewed craft beers. It's hard to beat.
And you know, the best part about it, it's still sort of a secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In other words, you want to go to lunch and you want to take out a client or something. You go down on Clemson Boulevard, good luck to you. Good luck in that madhouse. You go to Elkmont, you can go in, have a beautiful, incredible, quiet lunch, have a conversation where you can actually hear each other. You know, you can't get that anywhere else. And come for the dinners, you know, stay for it all. It's Elkmont special. Go see them. Walter Tule Road Rage, quick break. We'll get back to this Carolina Lions Bank. You pick them contest. And I want to talk some NFL power ratings on today's show. Mine. We'll be back.
Wings, football, and ice-cold beer, a perfect combination. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson is now offering a dine-in special you don't want to miss. 20 wings and a pitcher of beer for $20. You heard me right. 20 wings and a pitcher of beer for only $20. Spicy chicken wings, double fried and served with your favorite dipping sauce. Also available in Texas teriyaki. Open every day. Carson Steak Warehouse, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi Compact Equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takeuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Do you need LED tube lights, floodlights, high bay, or canopy lights? Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebates upfront to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at crute-led.com for more information or call 401-8506.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Walt Diptula here. Join me live on location at Onward Reserve in downtown Clemson this Friday from 3 to 7. Come check out why Onward Reserve is your newest destination for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories. Onward Reserve is here to help you look and feel your best. Live authentically, shop Onward Reserve, and experience the difference. And that's Road Rage live this Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson. Come grab a slice of pizza and hang out with Walt and Ramona. We'll see you there. Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. Get a 2018 EcoSport SE front-wheel drive for as little as $20,999. And with that, you'll never have to pay any extra dealer fees when you buy from George Coleman Ford. The Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner. That's the four-generation family-owned George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest.
Plus tax and tag, and after $2,250 rebate.
Hear that? That's a hammer cop. And it takes a hammer cop about 8 weeks and 10,000 twigs to build its nest. And just think, all you have to do is visit your local Blossman gas store for your warm and cozy gas logs, endless supply of hot water, gas cooktops for precision cooking, and so much more to make your nest more comfortable.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with gas logs or fireplace purchase. See store for details.
Take comfort in Blossman, wherever you live.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Now that the niceties are out of the way.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Up to the Road Rage. Hey, Ramona. Yeah, when you're when you're done laughing about the conversation she heard during the break between Bill, John, and myself about Jeeps, when you're done laughing, could you tell people where I'm going to be tomorrow?
You're going to be at Onward Reserve.
It's not a trick question.
Well, it is for me because I can remember.
I'm going to be at Onward Reserve in downtown Clemson. It's the finest, coolest clothing store around. Come on in and see us. Onward Reserve, downtown Clemson. We'll have the Tigers for Tatas bracelets. There'll be no excuse not to sell like $1 million worth of them there. So plan on stopping in and seeing us tomorrow. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue before we get going. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. Catering, tailgates, parties. Listen, if you want a tailgate, you want a catered event, who better than Tom's Barbecue? Are you kidding me? You want to be the hit of your tailgate? Call by Thursday before the game. Make sure to give them time to get your tailgate order ready. They can customize any order. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Championship Barbecue Sauce. You'll certainly want to get that in your tailgate package. Carolina Collision, the best of both worlds. Old Carolina, New Carolina. In fact, Ramona, someone wrote me the other day about Tom's on yesterday on the Health Care text line and said that that Carolina Collision sauce is insanely good.
Oh, their sauce is great.
They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds, toss them in any of the 8 sauces, fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. It's all at Times Barbecue, Monday to Saturday, 10:30, cater anytime, corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Go and see them. Tell them I sent you. All right, let's get back to the Carolina Alliance Bank. Carolina Alliance Bank, you pick them contest.
Okay, where were we? We did Minnesota, Nebraska, correct?
Yes, I'm the only one who picked Minnesota. Is that right?
I think so.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, the next one is Mississippi State at LSU. And it pains me.
By the way, I think Scott Frost is going to make a difference in that game this year. I think Nebraska's... I think Nebraska's a favorite. They're favorite for a reason. But, you know, I don't know if anybody bothered to look at what happened last year between those two teams, but Minnesota won 51-21. Now, there are a lot of new pieces, but they're also still the same pieces. I said, there are a lot of new pieces.
I hate it when you say that.
I said there are a lot of new pieces, but some of the same pieces.
Considering the amount of time you listen to me versus how much I listen to you, I don't think you should say that to me.
No, I try not to waste my time.
Yeah. All right. Like I was going to say, the next game is Mississippi State at LSU, and I took LSU. They're a 6-point favorite. I didn't want to, but I did.
I too, am taking LSU. I think they're playing a really good brand of football right now. Coach O has them fired up, and yes, Mississippi State has improved. They figured out how to let Nick Fitzgerald run the ball.
That's what worries me about this game, in all honesty.
But what worries me about is he can now run it better. But if he has to throw it, I think LSU secondary is just too good.
But does he have to throw it? You know, I remember Florida basically lined up and ran the ball against LSU. And LSU, don't forget, coming off an enormous emotional victory over Georgia.
Yeah.
And not really looking at this Mississippi State team seriously. And the number one ranked defense in the country, Mississippi State.
Yeah. I'm still taking LSU. I get what you're saying. I don't... If the crowd becomes a factor, and if Mississippi State does not score on their first couple of drives, and they get to a point where they can't just run the football and they have to start doing other things, I just don't think that bodes well for Mississippi State. I don't trust Fitzgerald's arm.
But, again, devil's advocate.
Yes.
LSU, not exactly the New England Patriots or the Kansas City Chiefs offensively.
I hope I wasn't giving that impression.
But not a juggernaut offensively, and they're going to go up against great defense, too. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, this is another Michigan State game. Right. Trust me, they're not going to be main points scored in this game. I also picked LSU. I had to pick somebody. But, you know, I would be surprised if LSU scored more than 27 points. I think they'll win the game with 27 or less. And so, you know, you can get your best guess as to what Mississippi State scores. But it's like a few of these games this week. I wouldn't be stunned with another outcome. I'm not trusting anybody after what I saw last weekend. You know what I mean? I think it's been a very untrustworthy college football season. You know, you watch these teams from week to week. I mean, you know, the best example of all this is the team that is leading the ACC Coastal with a 3-0 record, lost to friggin' Old Dominion, and gave up 50 points in the process and 500 yards passing. And that Old Dominion team has won one game against them. You know, I mean, think about the absurdity of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about Old Dominion didn't beat them 21 to 20 because Virginia Tech turned it over 13 times. They beat them because they ran them out of the building. I mean, they put up 500 passing yards on them with a backup quarterback who had never even played.
But then you walk into Conference USA play, and yeah, that's all bets are off.
Hey, watch Northwestern play every week.
Yeah.
From one week to the next, there's no way on earth to know what Northwestern's going to do. I mean, one week they look great, the next week they suck. All right.
It's a crazy season.
Are you ready for the next game?
Yeah, ready for the next game.
The next game is Oregon at Washington State. And I took Washington State. They're a 3-point favorite.
Whoa. Ramona going Washington State. Going our guy Mike Leach.
I, too, am going to be going with Washington State and Mike Leach. Oh. The only thing that makes me skeptical with that is the defense of Washington State having to slow down Herbert and company. But I just, part of me thinks Mike Leach is going to drop something crazy, and that place is going to be rocking for about 5 days leading up to that game. And I think it, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of good momentum for Washington State in this one. I feel confident about Mike Leach doing something crazy here, and they win a close game.
Oregon has the most talented quarterback in the country. They have an elite runner.
Mm-hmm.
They have an incredible receiver.
Yep.
They have an elite core of linebackers that make a ton of tackles for loss. They're playing at an extremely high level. They just beat Washington, who regularly destroys Washington State. They went to California on the road a couple weeks ago and beat California's brains in, and California was playing pretty well at that time. So they've proven that they're not afraid of environment either. I think this is a good football team. I picked Oregon to win the Pac-12 before the year, and I've seen nothing that would dissuade me. I know they were better than Stanford. We all saw it. The string of miracles that happened there, and then, you know, with the game over, Oregon deciding to run a play and fumbling with 50 seconds left. And, I mean, we all know the story by now. But then they took care of the other alleged best team in the league in Washington. So the two best teams, the alleged two best teams in the league, they should have already beaten. Having said that, I am taking Washington State.
Okay.
I'm taking Washington State, and I'll tell you why I'm taking Washington State. I think the home environment there is going to be absolutely insane. I think it's still tough to win in that type of environment. I think that when you look at Minshew has been unbelievable. He's actually been better than Herbert. He's been incredibly productive, but here are the main reasons I'm taking Washington State. Their red zone touchdown rate is up to 85% this year, which is incredible. And it's way higher than they were a year ago because they can run the ball in the red zone. So when they get to the red zone, they're running the ball effectively. They're spreading them out. And then there are two other reasons. Reason number one is Bowling Green's head coach comes out of Mike Leach's air raid system. That is who Oregon played in the first game of the year. Oregon won that game like 56-28. But if you actually go back and look at that game, Bowling Green, which is like the, it's not even the JV version of Washington State. It's like, you know, they're,
it's
like the first grade. It's like the first grade unit. You know, they move the ball pretty consistently against Oregon. And not only that, but they had a 110-yard rusher against Oregon. So when they spread them out, they ran the ball on Oregon. I think that when you spread Oregon out, you can run on them. But that's not even the biggest reason. The biggest reason is, go watch what happened in the Stanford-Oregon game when Stanford got behind. They threw the ball at will against Oregon. Threw it at will. I'm sorry. Stanford is a Neanderthal passing offense. They're not going to see a Neanderthal passing offense at Washington State. They're going to see Star Wars. And so I think that Mike Leach's the perfect answer to beat Oregon. Trust me when I tell you this. This is not going to be easy. This is going to come late. This is going to be, you know, 38-35, 45-41. There are going to be points scored on both sides, and the winning touchdown will probably come in the last 5 seconds. But I think it's going to be Mike Leach that wins it. And if he does, he might win that league.
So you agree with me on all those points?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I agree with you.
She made it easy for
you. Yes, I agree with you on all of those points. Yes, I do. I agree with you on all of those points. Thank you very much. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has done it the right way. I've read you all the reviews. See, I read the review from a guy who was 240 miles away from home. Something went wrong with his vehicle. He called George Coleman Ford. He had no idea what to do. They got him in, and in 20 minutes, they had him back on the road, and he was ecstatic. He wrote a 5-star review. He couldn't believe that people would be that kind and that good and efficient at what they do. That's George Coleman Ford. They'll be glad to help you. Cars cost less than travel trucks. Go check the prices. I mean, it's insane what they're able to do. They give these incredible discounts, and frequently they attach 0% financing. You've got to check on a day-to-day basis, week-by-week basis on the existing deals and what's available. But it's a fact that cars and trucks cost less than travel trucks. It's also a fact there are never any document fees or service fees. Never any stinking fees at George Coleman Ford. But for 90 years, the true secret to George Coleman Ford has been found in people treating people. You know, the other day, Ramona, we heard from the woman in the review who said that she goes there and everyone knows who she is. Trust me. You know, no offense to some of these dealerships in other places, but go buy a vehicle from some random dealer on some, you know, random motor mile somewhere. And then go back 10 days later and walk into the dealership and see if anybody recognizes you at all. Or see if they just try and sell you another car because they don't know you from Adam. George Coleman Ford, they know your name. Go see him. We'll be back.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller is back. Buy the Pork Chop Griller for just $1.99.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The President's Award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Ford Escape S for just $19,999. And with that, you'll never pay any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. Ford President's Award-winning and four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Plus tax and tag includes $3,750 in rebates.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today 864-277-7272 or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have your celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson, Tiger Boulevard across from Publix.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Face it, you're obsessed with yourself.
Oh, now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are live from Crescent Builders, sitting here with the gentleman who's about to buy that concrete building. Come on out and see us. There's still time. You have 10 minutes. You're driving by. You know what? If you stop by right now, I'll give you a whole pizza. How about that? But you have to buy some Tigers for Tata's bracelets. How about that? You can still do it. You have 10 minutes in which to capitalize. Lots to get to. It looks like once again, maybe the NFL Power Rangers will be moved to tomorrow. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Turner's in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. It's the finest jewelry store in the upstate. I'm sorry, it's not close. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. It's a special place. It's a one-of-a-kind place. If you're looking for diamonds, Turner's is more diamonds than everybody else in the upstate combined. I mean, it's an incredible selection. In stock now. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. Something in your price range, whatever that may be, something just for you, just for the woman that you love. It can be found at Turner's if you're looking for that special gift. You know, keep in mind, they also have 3D CAD technology, which means if you can dream it up, every day is a design day at Turner's. It's not like a day a year or so. No, they design jewelry every single day.
So go in and with your dream, and they can bring it to life in 2 weeks. It's Turner's Jewelers. And then don't forget, Turner's the place to go for Pandora. Pandora's the hottest thing in all of jewelry. It just keeps getting bigger every day. And the Pandora line keeps growing. They now have over 150 rings. They have necklaces. And, of course, they're known for the modern age charm bracelet, the slides that they are that they've become so famous for. Here's the best news of all. Turner's not only has an incredible selection of Pandoras, a store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies, but they also have the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. That's right. You can get Pandora in your team colors. Huge selection. Lots of Tiger Plus stuff. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon tiger paw bands. Incredibly cool. Go see them. You will thank me later. All right, Ramona, back to the games. So in case you missed it, I picked Washington State because I think Oregon's defense, even though it's improved under Jim Leavitt, I think it's still really suspect. That's not to say Washington State is the 85 Bears, because they're not really good either. But I think they may be just a hair better at home than Oregon's defense. Again, go watch how Stanford came back in that game against Oregon and watch them go air Stanford. And when I watch Stanford, who, again, in my mind, sort of an archaic passing game, when I watch Stanford pick you apart through the air, then I have to wonder how you're going to fare against Washington State. I don't think very well. Again, I love that Oregon offense. Love, love, love. I think Herbert is probably going to be the top pick in the draft, as I said, for months. I saw something today. Pete Thamel, an SI, came out, said he spoke to 10 scouts or something, and the majority think that that Justin Herbert will be the number one quarterback and perhaps the number one pick. Okay, I've been telling that for 6 months. I'm my own scout. Go ahead, Ramona.
Okay, we're on the last game of the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em Contest, and the last game is USC at Utah. Utah is a 7-point favorite, but I'm not picking USC. I stick to my guns on that USC business. So I pick Utah -7 favorite in the score. This is the one where we have to give the score. And it said
No. What? The score has been retired.
Oh, well, I gave the score anyway.
Okay, well, you'll get bonus points. No, you won't. But
they're not doing that anymore?
No, the score has been retired.
Okay, why? Out of curiosity?
Because it was completely meaningless. Because everyone knows I was close to the score last week, but still wound up in a tie with Will Vandevort.
Oh, so that's why it's retired?
It's retired.
You got hosed?
Basically. But no, it's retired because it's retired because
it doesn't really
matter. It's pointless.
Okay. Yeah,
it's not like you get an extra bonus point for it or anything. So it's just pointless.
I just thought that she was so busy she forgot to put the score there.
I'm glad the score thing's retired because it is just pointless.
So I guess it's my turn now?
All right,
I think both these teams are playing their best brand of football right now. USC seems to be doing what it does under Helton, where they just lose one or two out the gate. Everyone forgets about them, and then they kind of figure it out and start rolling. I like the freshman quarterback. JT Daniels is playing really well with St. Brown out there, the high school connection. They're just continuing over there. And I think Utah's rolling right now. They're playing confident football at home. I'm taking Utah.
I am fascinated by this football game for a lot of reasons. One, early in the season, USC was terrible on the road. Terrible. Because they had a young quarterback, a lot of new pieces on offense. Offensive line wasn't blocking very well. And they were getting just drilled on the road. Now they've sort of found their footing. And they're starting to identify some things. They have a talented receiving core. A really talented core. Mm-hmm. The other kid last week was incredible. And JT Daniels, they're taking more deep shots than anybody in college football right now. And Daniels is basically dropping quickly and just throwing it up in the air. They're playing to one-on-one matchups. They're taking their shots down the field. And they have talented running back, and the offensive line's starting to play better. But what's really starting to play better is that defense. That defense was flying around the field against Colorado making plays. They made life really difficult on Colorado. So it is a quickly improving USC team. Utah's a little bit of a different animal. But until the last 2 weeks, Utah had no offense. Utah's got their offense going the last couple weeks. Moss is starting to run the ball. They're starting to throw it more effectively. If Utah has offense, well, nobody's going to beat them because they're the best defense. Nobody in the Pac-12 because they're the best defense in the Pac-12. It's not even close. So I think that what you see here is I think USC goes back to losing on the road. But I think they're going to compete. I don't think they're just going to get blown off the field like they did by Texas or any of that stuff. I think they'll compete. At the end, I think it still maybe won't look that pretty. You know, it may be maybe 40-24, maybe something like that. Maybe a little lower scoring than that. Maybe, you know, 30-17 or 30-20, something where Utah covers the spread. But the understory of it will be that USC continues to gain confidence as they move towards the end of the season and the season finale against Notre Dame, which is going to be at USC. And you mark my stinking words. USC is going to beat Notre Dame. I have zero doubt about that. I just don't. I think USC is going to be laying in wait for Notre Dame. If Notre Dame is still unbeaten by the time they get to USC, they will have all the pressure of the world on them. And trust me, you know, what you're going to see from this point forward, the reason you're seeing the undefeateds die off is because every game now gets tougher. When you're 7-0, it's hard to win. You start feeling the pressure. These are still kids. It's hard to win. When you're 8-0, it's harder to win. When you're 9-0, it's even more difficult to win. That's the way it works. The further in the process you go, the more difficult it is to win. That's why you see teams get to the end of the season and you see these inexplicable losses. You know, these losses that make you wonder, well, how could that possibly have happened? Well, the reason it happened is because these teams felt pressure. They felt pressure at the end of the process. And I think you're going to continue to see more of that. We saw a ton of that last week. I mean, Notre Dame barely won at home against Pittsburgh. I mean, look, I'm not at all sure Notre Dame's going to get to USC unbeaten. They still have to go to Northwestern. Depending on, you know, what time of the month it is for Northwestern. Depending on what time of the month it is for Northwestern, you know, Notre Dame could well lose that game. They could well lose that game. I mean, something tells me they're not even going to make it to USC. But if they do make it to USC, it ends there. It's going to end the final game of the year because they're not beating Southern Cal. They're not beating that team in that building. Watch. That defense will stone Ian Book and Notre Dame. And Daniels gets better every week. So I would expect that. All right. Tomorrow, Ramona, I will be at Onward Reserve in downtown Clemson, the finest, coolest clothing store around. I mean, they even have tailored flannel. I mean, come on out, season. By the way, if you're feeling the temperature outside right now, flannel is here. Flannel is here. So come out and see us downtown Clemson tomorrow. Come hang out with us. Come buy your Tigers for Tatas bracelets. You will appreciate it. You know, do something good. This is something that's going to impact us all at some point. So get engaged now. We thank the people at Crescent Builders. Always fun to be here. Appreciate you coming out today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.